good day.
Good day, Elias. Thank you so much for being here. I am very excited.
And what shall we discuss?
Yes, I have a lot of questions that I have been compiling since our session last time. And I wrote them down because I didn't want to forget anything, so I may just read it off the list. In our last session, I shared with you my dreams of receiving an intensely joyous energy download from a woman holding my hands, and you told me that it was actually out-of-body projection of intimately connecting with my essence. Looking back, I realized that I've been interacting with her in my dreams many times, where she was appearing as different versions of a woman helping me out. I am intensely curious about my essence, as I have been feeling very strongly pulled to connect with her in the last 2 years. You stated that we are in constant communication with our essence, but I desire to objectively feel the connection in my waking consciousness. I feel like I'm thinking rather than feeling my essence in my objective awareness, possibly made up by my brain. Do you have suggestions for becoming more consciously connecting with my essence when I'm fully awake?
Now, the first piece that I will express to you is what will aid you considerably is to stop thinking about this subject as if you are two separate entities, because you are not. Therefore, when you speak about being open to essence, it is in actuality being more open to yourself, because you are essence. Now, I understand that many times for a time framework, individuals may image their essence themselves as another image, a separate entity, because it is easier for you to connect to. When you can think about essence as being some separate thing other than yourself, then it is easier for you to think about having a relationship with that and interacting with that. It is more confusing when you are actually thinking about essence as being you. But in actuality, when you move more in that direction of the realization that there is no separation, that you are the essence, and whatever you are connecting to is information that you have that you merely were not necessarily open to previously. In this, it is much more empowering to realize that you are that essence. Therefore, anything that an essence can do, you can do. Because you are not separate from that. Now, in that, how you become more aware of being essence is, first of all, being more present, being aware of your existence, aware of your presence, and aware of your participation in whatever you are doing. And it matters not, literally, what it is that you are doing. It is not merely about interacting with other individuals or generating specific activities. It is a matter of being aware of yourself and how you are participating with your world in general. And let me express to you, I have expressed this many times, but I cannot emphasize it strongly enough. Where you will see the most connecting pieces and the greatest revelations, in a manner of speaking, and be aware of yourself as essence, are in the mundane activities that you do every day, that you don't think about, that you generate automatically. That is the most time that you spend with yourself, and you aren't even generally aware of what you're doing because it is so automatic. Those actions that you think of as small or insignificant, those are the actions that you do the most of. Therefore, they consume most of your time. And in that, that is the area in which you will become more and more aware of yourself as essence, and allowing you to readjust and redefine your reality by readjusting what is important to you. And as you continue in that direction, you begin to recognize how you as essence shows through, in a manner of speaking, and how much information is available to you that you are not necessarily paying attention to every day of your existence. Therefore, even in small actions, or what you think of as being small or insignificant actions, having a meal, making a cup of tea. It matters not what it is that you are doing. All of these actions are your opportunity to experience yourself and to be aware of what is available to you in information. Are you understanding thus far?
Yes, I am. But now, I guess it is hard to
express to you.
Yes.
That if you remember this piece about you are not separate from essence, there is no separation, that you are essence, you can temporarily, if it is easier, visualize that image that you have already become familiar with as your symbol of essence. And you can play with that in the manner of attempting to translate that into being you. Therefore, when you are connecting with that image, it is a matter of stopping and evaluating that image and how wondrous you perceive it to be. How can you translate that into you and what you are doing and your being? For it is you. Therefore, it is a matter of allowing yourself to use that imagery in a manner that is beneficial for you, but not to lose sight of that factor, that it is merely imagery that you are translating because you actually are that image.
Okay, thank you. Last time you said my essence name is Jeanette. Is the name still Jeanette? Because I think that is a strange name.
What is the difficulty with that name?
I don't know. It just does not resonate with me. I looked up Google of the name, and one thing that popped up is Roman mythology, Juno being a protectress of women and marriage. Is there any association? Because I guess I'm trying to personify her.
What I would say to you is an essence name is a partial translation of the tone of your essence, and that translates into a word. And in that, it is not the entirety of the tone, but the entirety of the tone would not be possible to translate into an actual word or name in your physical reality. Now, in that, what I would express to you is if you are incorporating difficulty in connecting with the name, you can connect with parts of it.
Okay.
For it matters not. It is merely a part of the tone of your essence. In this, what I would say to you is that there are several different meanings of the name, for there are several meanings of every name dependent upon what you are connecting to or what culture in that. That does not necessarily mean that it is the meaning of the name or the tone that you as an essence express. What I would say to you is, rather than looking for a definition of that particular name, what I would offer to you is allow yourself to feel into it and generate what it means to you. It's very similar to dreams. There are many, many, many books that are written about dream imagery. And I would express that, for the most part, all of them are incorrect.
Oh.
Because they generate meanings or symbology for dream images that are meant to apply to everyone. A house means this, and it always means this in every dream. Water means this, and it always means this in every dream. But it doesn't. because dream imagery is very individualized, and in that, whatever you are imaging in dreams means something specific and personal to you. Therefore, in the same capacity, in relation to your essence name, allow yourself to perhaps incorporate a moment to sit with it, and in that, listen to the sound of it, and then evaluate what that means to you.
Okay.
And you may incorporate a very different perception.
Okay, thank you. You said you are in the teaching group in the regional area 4. Is she in any group? Like, for example, a healing group?
That is an excellent question. One moment.
Thank you.
You are correct. Not in a healing group. What I would say to you is this essence is participating in a group of essences, but more in the capacity of empowerment. Therefore, what this essence aligns with, what you align with as essence, is a movement of interacting not only in your physical dimension, but in other physical dimensions also, in the capacity of encouraging empowerment.
That is so cool. I like that. Okay, I had another recent dream of intense energy download. In the middle of a dream, I started to see flashing images of the dream that was collapsing, and I unexpectedly received energy download into my crown directly from a woman, which was extremely intense, almost painful. And I was unprepared for that download, so I asked her what she did to me, and instead of answering, I found myself carrying her in a wheelchair precariously through the loop to upstairs. And we sat down at a table, and she gave me a scroll listing the review of the things done to me. Included in the list was my encounter with Orions. And I felt this woman was my essence again. And regarding me carrying her in a wheelchair, which was kind of crazy. And at that moment, an idea of my mom popped in my awareness, my mom who had a spinal injury. So I was just wondering if that wheelchair image was connected to her spinal injury or the spinal deformity that I was born with. You said any connection to, our essence is physically, I guess, manifesting us. So I was just curious, what is the symbolism of this, me carrying my essence in a wheelchair?
I would express that it is connected to you and your mother.
Okay.
Both.
Okay.
And in that, also, this is interesting imagery that you presented to yourself in association with that theme of empowerment.
Yes.
Because the wheelchair was symbolizing you and your mother.
Okay.
But who was carrying it?
I was.
Correct. You were.
Yes.
Therefore, in that, it was symbolizing that even in situations in which you may think that are in a position of being disempowered, you actually aren't. That you have that empowerment regardless, and in that you were the one that was carrying the chair.
Right.
And that is your symbolism of reinforcing to you and validating to you about your own power.
I love it. Okay. And I'm still shocked. I only have about 74 focuses in this dimension that you told me. And you said that a small number in this dimension doesn't necessarily mean a younger soul, as the essence determines the number at once simultaneously, and each essence has different interests and different experiences and dimensions. On the one hand, it resonates with me that I don't have many focuses in this dimension, but on the other hand, I'm very detail-oriented and enjoy physical details very much, and you said this is one of the most complex, diverse, and beautiful realities with extreme details. So obviously, my essence, Junaid, doesn't have a huge interest in experiencing the details of this dimension.
No, I disagree.
No?
I very much disagree. That is not necessarily correct.
Oh.
And let me also express to you that the number of focuses that you have in a particular dimension fluctuates. It is always changing. Therefore, that initial spring into this physical dimension may actually merely represent an experimentation, but there is obviously a significant interest and definitely an interest in the detail and the complexity of this reality. Therefore, Adam, I would say to you that that number does not reflect a lack of interest. Let me also express to you that another reason that you incorporate, relatively speaking, so few focuses in this reality is that your essence incorporates a considerable amount of fragmentation from focuses. What that means is that at any given point in time, you may have many, 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 many more focuses, but they fragment. And therefore, that would not be considered focuses of your essence any longer, for now they have become their own essences, and those focuses would be their focuses. In this, that is the reason that I would say to you, the number of focuses does not necessarily indicate the interest in a particular reality.
This is a fantastic information. I love it. Oh, I had an extremely powerful and frightening experience lately. It may have been either lucid dream or out-of-body experience. I found myself being violently pulled or ripped out of my bed with extreme amount of electromagnetic force, and I was hovering in the midair. As I was looking at electric storms in our bedroom with a lot of lightning, I felt like my body was fully charged with electricity. But I didn't like the violence force of this, and I asked the force beings guiding this to hold my hands and guide me more gently, and I'll be coming along. and I floated or flew and moved through different scenes of some streets at nighttime with street lamp light and people bustling around fast. I asked the beings, who are you? Is this my essence or higher self? And I didn't receive any answer. I requested to go back to some vivid dream scenes from the past and try to recreate them without success. I passed through them, but they looked different than the past dreams that I had in the past. I tried hard to trust the beings uneasily while moving through this experience, and I came back to bed inside the dream and trying to go back to sleep, so sleeping inside the dream. And then I slept some, and it happened all over again. I was violently pulled out of bed by electromagnetic force and going through the same street scenes. And this happened multiple times in a loop. And at one point in the dark street of the night, I noticed a small woman holding my hands, and I asked her to show her face, and she turned her face away from me, but I persisted and saw her face. And here, I noticed that I was inserting a thought, an image of an American Indian face with a ponytail and a gray tank top. My feeling is that this was some kind of energy manipulation practice, although I'm not sure exactly what I was doing. Who are the beings who guided me through the experience, and who was this American Indian face, and what was she trying to show me?
What I would express is that, first of all, it wasn't a dream. It was what you term to be an out-of-body experience, a projection. In that, I would express that it is not necessarily completely common, but it is also not unusual to experience an out-of-body action such as this with a component of force, which is not being generated by another essence or another being. It is merely that you, not objectively knowing, in a manner of speaking, force yourself out of your body consciousness, and that, as I expressed, it is not entirely common, but it is also not unusual. Now, in relation to the imagery, what I would say to you is, first of all, it not being a dream, it being an out-of-body experience, you were projecting to different places and merely watching what was occurring around you in the different places. Now, this woman that you met, that I would say to you, first of all, did you notice in the experience that you felt slightly different meeting this woman?
Oh, what do you mean? How different? In what way?
Not tremendously, but slightly, as you are generating this imagery of the
right.
other places
right.
and watching what is occurring,
right.
you are observing, and
yes.
in that, perhaps, to a degree, questioning where you are, what
yes.
you are doing,
right.
and what is occurring,
right.
but for the most part, observing what is occurring around you.
Right.
Now, when you met this woman,
right.
your attention shifted.
Yes.
And in that, the feeling was not merely as an observer.
Yes, I was actively inserting an image of an American American Indian, so I was doing it, I noticed.
Correct. Now, in that, what you were doing was changing time frameworks, and in that, connecting to another focus of yours. When you are generating an out-of-body experience, you can actually project in different time frameworks. Now, generally, most individuals don't change the time framework while they are already experiencing the out-of-body, but in this situation, you did. And in that, what you did was you allowed yourself to encounter another focus of yourself. And that was what she was leading you to, recognizing that this is another experience of yours, that this is another focus of you.
Was she the one who initiated this, taking me out of bed?
No, you did.
Oh, I did it to myself. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay, very interesting. And thank you so much for the information.
You are very welcome.
In my last session, you said that I had focuses as dancers in France, Germany, Russia, Japan, China, Spain, and Ireland. And I noticed that these are the countries that you and Michael had focuses. I felt that I shared focuses with Elias and Michael in Ireland or one of these countries.
I would express that you do in several of these countries.
I knew it! I just knew it. I feel so drawn to you and Michael. This is crazy.
Congratulations.
Can you give me some details as to the focuses we've had?
I would express that, yes, you share focuses with myself in almost all of those locations. You share focuses with Michael in Ireland and Russia, and one in Japan.
Oh my God, as you say that, I have intense goosebumps spreading all over my body. God, I knew it. Okay, I have been practicing connecting with you in dreams. And I read in sessions that people perceived you as blue color or blue dot, something associated blue color. So I have been trying to incubate meeting you in my dreams for months now. And I think I may have been successful. So I've been keeping them in my dream journal. And if I told you, would you please validate them?
I very much will.
Okay, I had a dream of walking by a British pub and noticed that the wall was painted in indigo blue.
Correct.
Yes! Oh my God. And then I popped in this dream. It was super vivid and I was almost like gliding or levitating inside the dream and I felt like it was 18th century. And then instantly, I zoomed in on a street sign, which was pretty big rectangular wooden sign painted in royal blue. And I tried to read it really hard, but I really couldn't because it was kind of slippery. But I managed to see either number 8 or E. And then I had a deja vu feeling.
I would agree.
Yes. And then in that dream, I asked women, which country is this? And they said it was Dominican Republic. Do you have any insight?
Correct.
Oh, my God. And I told them, no, it is not Dominican Republic. It doesn't feel like it. It feels like Europe. Okay, and then I had a dream of entering in this room that was filled with a lot of antique dolls and figurines, and I noticed several blue figurines and porcelain, it looks like. And I grabbed one of them, and it looked like a small sailor boy. And in the middle of his face, hair was sprouting out like a flower. So I looked at it, and I was laughing.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, another dream. I was cleaning a huge window pane. And then later, I noticed some man cleaning the same window pane that I had already cleaned and noticed that he was doing it much better than I did and much more professionally. And I noticed that the window pane was covered with snowflake patterns, all different patterns. So I thought about that and figured out it is the window pane may be my essence and the different snowflake patterns are different focuses of focuses belonging to the essence. And I asked the name of the man, and his name had number 8 or alphabet E.
Correct.
Oh my goodness.
And I would express congratulations in your evaluation of the imagery with the window and the snowflake symbols for them. That is very accurate.
Great. And then last dream, I had a dream of being invited to this man's mansion, and there were so many rooms filled with beautiful items, and I was picking them up and admiring them. And then there was a swimming pool with blue water, and that man looked like Oscar Wilde.
Correct.
Oh my God! Oh my God, I'm ecstatic. I am so happy. Okay, in the last session you said my mom and I have had all of our earth focuses together and many other non-physical focuses, which seems very suspiciously unusual. Did we fragment from the same essence?
No.
No?
No. But you do incorporate a strong connection with that essence.
Okay. And can you tell me how many focuses she had in this physical dimension? I asked this because she had a very unusual life.
In this physical dimension, 844.
Oh my gosh, she has a lot more than I. Okay. And she died about 7 years ago, and I dreamed of her almost every day for years with intense attachment. I was wondering, how was her transition as a very religious person with a hard and sad life? My friends who are clairvoyant used to see her around me extensively for almost 5 years. Is she currently in transition in regional area 3?
Actually, no. I would express that she did move to a point in which she remembered her death.
Oh.
And in that, chose to continue to explore objective imagery for a time framework. She chose to play with that in what I would express as a considerably fun manner. Discovering that memory of her death was considerably liberating for her. For in that, she realized how much freedom she has to change her imagery in whatever manner she chooses. And therefore, that is a considerable curiosity for her.
Yes.
And I would also express that she does not only include in her imagery images that are similar to your reality, but other realities also.
Okay, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. I am very curious about my husband, Joel, who has a lot of intuitive knowing but refuses to expand his consciousness objectively in this focus. I reluctantly accept that he is choosing not to objectively remember who he is as an essence in this focus. How many focuses does he have in this physical dimension? I feel he has many because he is effortlessly with physical manipulations.
I would agree. I would express in this physical dimension numbering of focuses 4,661.
Wow, that is like way up there. I just had a feeling that he has done it so many times because he just knows it without having to read book or hear about any of this. He just knows it. Even though he doesn't want to be spiritual.
But it matters not. Let me remind you,
yeah.
Every individual is shifting regardless of how they do it.
Right, yes. Okay, I had a very vivid dream of this young man whose name is Alessa, A-L-E-S-A, age 22 years old, in Spain. And I saw his clothing hanging on the wall, including this shirt that is in green with a black check patterns. And I heard that telepathically heard that his father is a zillionaire with Z, not even billionaire, but zillionaire. And I was wondering if this is my concurrent focus.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because you said I had a concurrent focus in Spain, so he's the one. Okay. A psychic lady told me that I will have a focus from 200 years from now on with my mom as a doctor and me as a hospital administrator, which resonates with me. Is this still a strong possibility?
It is not a possibility. It already is.
It is.
Or all of your focuses are simultaneous.
Right.
It is merely in this physical dimension that they appear to be in linear form.
Right. So it is in fact happening?
Yes.
Wow, she's really good. You said that my designated final focus is in the 18th century. When is my most futurely focused, for example, year 2500 or 2000, 3000?
I would express at this point presently the most future focus would be in the time framework of the 3800s.
Oh my goodness, wow. I'd be really curious to see what the earth will look like then.
Much different.
Oh yeah, oh my god. Okay, and I had recently taken an aura photo, and that showed predominantly blue color with some green on the right side and above head. I don't know how accurate aura photos are. Do you think that that correctly reflected my predominant colors?
At that time, yes.
At that time, okay.
That changes also, remember, because
right.
Your energy field changes in relation to what you are experiencing and what is occurring in your life and what you are doing, therefore, and it alters. But at that time, I would express that, yes, it was accurate. I would say to you that, generally speaking, this method of photography in relation to capturing an energy field
right.
is relatively accurate.
Oh, okay.
What I would say to you also is that, first of all, it is a matter of recognizing that that is what your energy looks like in the moment. It may not
right.
look like that at another time framework.
Right.
And I would also express that what this photography generally captures is the most dominant colors.
Right.
Therefore, generally, it will predominantly show red or blue or green
right.
as the dominant colors.
Okay.
But that may not be what your most dominant color is most of the time. It may merely be in that moment.
Well, then can you tell me what my most predominant colors are most of the times?
Very well. I would express that your most dominant colors in your energy field are blue and pink.
Oh, okay. Lovely. And now I have a dear friend, Melaine, and she is also busily reading Elias transcripts. And she would like to know her family essence name, family of essence and her current focus and her essence name.
And do you have impressions?
Oh, she, Agnes probably overanalyzed it, but she came to a conclusion that her family alignment is Sumafi and her focus alignment is Gramada.
Correct.
Oh, okay. And then asked her essence name, she was playing with the pendulum and she said it was pointing to R and then it changed to T. That's what she came up with.
I would express that both of those are correct. And the essence name is Tamara.
Would you spell that, please?
T-A-M-A-R-R-A.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Okay. Now, you said that we will not understand and it is not relevant to us, but I have extreme intense desire to know this. Regional areas beyond 4 up to 26, would you share what you know about them? I don't even know why I need to know this, but I just am dying to know this.
In what capacity?
Like how they are different and what they are doing there that are different from what we are doing.
First of all, would express that these are all non-physical areas of consciousness.
Right.
In that, I would say to you that the most accurate expression I can offer you is that they are exploring and expanding.
Okay.
Meaning exploring consciousness as an expression.
Okay.
And expanding the action.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or remember, consciousness is not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is an action. And in that, I would express that there are different explorations of the expression of consciousness, which can be expressed in many, many, many different capacities, most of which would be in relation to truth, which are vibrational qualities that can be translated into any area of consciousness in some capacity.
Okay, this is so intelligent. In one session, you said that you will someday explain, and I don't know if you already explained, because I haven't read all the 3,000 plus sessions. How it's going to take me years to catch up. You are going to someday explain how you are no longer focused in the physical dimension while all of your physical and non-physical focuses are happening simultaneously. Although time doesn't exist in the non-physical dimension, I sense that there's still maybe some kind of order of manifestations, if not linearly, but in some other way of unfolding.
Yes, you are correct. And in that, because it is all occurring simultaneously, the manifestations are existing in physical realities. The difference is that at a particular point, there is attention incorporated with those manifestations, or there isn't attention. And that would be that distinction of removing from a physical reality.
Mm-hmm.
Because the physical manifestations do exist within the physical reality. But the attention of the essence may not necessarily be incorporated with those physical manifestations. But there are other possibilities also, meaning that there is more to physical manifestations than you necessarily recognize. In this, I have expressed about observing essences.
Yes.
And in that, in many capacities, observing essences may be then directing of a particular focus when an essence removes its attention from particular physical reality and therefore maintains the physical manifestation. I don't generally move in these directions with individuals because even with yourself, you began this conversation in relation to your essence and generating that separation and that distinction of you being you and your essence as being a separate entity from you,
right.
A higher self, something different from yourself. It is very difficult for individuals within physical focus to comprehend the vastness of consciousness and essence, for you are accustomed to thinking and experiencing in terms of separation, therefore in terms of singularity. You want to believe that if you have a focus of essence, that that other you of you is singularly you. And that if there is another essence involved, then it wouldn't be you. But that is not actually accurate. But I understand that this is the manner in which you perceive within physical reality, because you incorporate that factor of separation, and therefore you do perceive in capacities of singularities and in relation to your individuality and your individual identity, it is difficult for you to comprehend expressions that are not singular.
Right. Okay, both you and Seth said that you guys don't know everything about the realms beyond the dimensions you are focused in. On the other hand, you also said that all is one and all consciousness is connected and occupy all other areas of consciousness, and no dimension or being is higher and more developed than others. That it seems like essences already know everything at some level and just need to experience to become more aware of what they already know?
Partially, but also partially what I would express to you is that when you say you know everything, of course the answer would be no, because there is expansion always occurring. Therefore, there are always unknowns being discovered or created. Therefore, you cannot know everything if everything isn't known yet. And if everything is known, then there would no longer be any expansion, for everything is known.
Okay.
But, in part, you are correct, because essences such as myself or Seth are focusing attention in specific directions, and therefore, if that attention is focused in a specific direction, it is not necessarily connecting or directing attention in relation to other areas of consciousness. Therefore, if the attention changes and moves in a different direction, then that information would be known. But it is a matter of what is curious to any particular essence, what they focus upon.
Okay, thank you so much, and I think time is up now.
You are very welcome, my friend. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting, and I express tremendous encouragement to you in your adventures and your exploration.
Thank you so much, and I love you, Elias.
In wondrous lovingness to you, as always. Au revoir.
Au revoir.